Visiting today with Pleasantville head volleyball coach Amy McGraw to preview their 2025 season. Coach, you know, you take a little bit step back into last year, you know, your first season as head coach of this program. Just overall, kind of general thoughts on how you feel last season went overall.
I felt pretty good about last season. I came in to a program that had five seniors, so I felt like we had a lot of good leadership, and the girls were really receptive to a new coach. And I think we, as far as our win-loss record went, we it was pretty good. I think probably second in school history, something like that. But definitely not satisfied with our conference record. We definitely want to be better than 3-3 this year. So overall, I think our girls did amazing last year. They broke a lot of school records. We got a lot of wins, but as a program, we're not really close to where we want to be. We want to see much bigger success in the postseason than we have before.
For you as a coach, kind of what was your biggest takeaway from, you know, your first year leading a varsity program?
Oh gosh, I have a lot of takeaways. I've kind of just been, even with our preseason workouts this week, I keep talking to the girls about things I've learned and things I'm going to do differently. And I think just overly communicating with our team and expectations this year. We're doing some roles and goals meetings and just making sure that everybody feels like we're on the same page and that we have the same end goal in mind. I think it's really easy to just say, oh, our goal is to make it to the state tournament or whatever, but what do we need to do to actually make that goal happen? And how far away are we from that? I think it's good to just be realistic about, you know, we were matched up against Pella Christian last year and they beat us pretty easily in three, and then they went on to get beat by Regina pretty easily, right? So I mean, we're not even to Iowa City Regina level yet, and I think ultimately that's our goal, is to get to the state tournament. So I think just being open and kind of being realistic about where we are as a program is something that I've gotten better at, or trying to get better at, this year.
You know, you look at, you mentioned some of the seniors in the last season, you know, you had some girls on the team that were very great contributors to this program, you know, Emily Rowe, first team all conference, and then you have Hope Demand and London Foley and Faith Nelson, I believe, was also first team all conference. You know, those girls left a big impact on this program. Do you feel comfortable with how you're gonna be able to replace those and fill their shoes?
Yeah. I don't know if comfortable is the right word. I'm hopeful for sure. Yes, so I was just telling Steve, we've lost a huge part of our offensive production and defensive production. So Faith and Hope both leading us in kills, and Emily and London leading us in digs. Like, those are huge shoes to fill. And luckily for us, we have a really big incoming freshman class, and that freshman class has probably played the most competitive volleyball to date of any of these grades so far. So they've seen a little bit more competitive volleyball. I'm not saying that they're going to jump in and, you know, be at that junior senior level that some of our older girls are at, but they are going to be able to help contribute and fill those, some of those big roles. So yes, I'm definitely hopeful, and I hope I'm super comfortable come midseason.
Do you feel like there's a good balance of age range too? Yeah, I know you just have the two seniors this year and Lily and Araya, who, you know, were contributors also last year too, but then you mentioned the big incoming freshman class. Do you feel like that's a good balance, that you have some of that senior leadership, but also new girls that can bring maybe a fresh perspective?
Absolutely. So I feel like Lily and Araya will be huge for us this year. We've kind of switched up our offense. We're not running a 6-2 as of now. So Lily, we're gonna be leaning on her for a ton of offensive production. She did a great job setting and hitting for us last year, but we're gonna let her focus on just hitting this year instead of setting. That's kind of the plan right now anyway. And then Araya, we kind of forced into a middle role last year, which she's not really a middle. And so she did a great job for us, but didn't get a ton of offensive production out of her. So we've kind of shifted Araya over to the right side, and she's doing an amazing job over there. So really looking for her to really, I mean, probably quadruple the amount of kills she had last year. She's doing a great job. And then, so yeah, you have that strong leadership there that we're kind of leaning on to terminate the ball. But then we're probably most likely having a freshman run our offense as a setter. So it's going, we've had a lot of talk with the girls about just, you know, we work a lot of out of system and balls like that, because a lot of our youngsters are going to not be super consistent yet. So just working with Araya and Lily on being able to terminate maybe when the set isn't absolutely perfect. So we've been focusing on that. But the young girls, what they kind of bring to the program, our incoming sophomores this year, I've just noticed how much stronger they are, how much quicker they are. I feel like our strength and speed and agility program has really helped those girls. It has just, from last year to this year, has been a big difference. And then our incoming freshmen, the energy that they're bringing to this gym, it's a completely different gym atmosphere this year, and not good or bad, it's just completely different. They're loud, they can be a little squirrely. The girls have this whole thing where they like use their hands to lock it in and focus as a kind of reminder, you know, like we can have fun, but we have to be serious. So you've got that good leadership at the top, and then you have that energy with some really good athletic talent at the bottom. So hopefully it's gonna just kind of combine to be an awesome team.
You know, besides your couple seniors, who are those other couple girls? Can you mention kind of the freshmen you expect to step up, and then a couple other girls that are be key contributors?
Sure. So Gabby Bethke will be running our offense as our setter. So she is a freshman. And then Miranda Benj is a junior this year, and she was a DS last year. So we haven't really handed out a libero jersey yet, but we're still trying to decide. Liv Klotwijk, Clara Metcalf, and Miranda are all right there as far as liberos go. We might have a couple liberos. We're just not sure yet. They're all doing a great job, and they'll definitely be contributing on that defensive side of things. Harper McGraw, which sounds like, obviously she's my daughter, so it sounds weird me talking about her like this way, but she is going to be a middle for us, and we're really hoping that she can offer a lot of offensive production. Right now her and Lily are probably our most powerful hitters, so with Harper being a middle, we're just kind of, our goal is to, you got to have a good pass to get your middles involved in the offense. So we're really hoping that we can really kind of focus in on our passing and get the ball to Harper as much as possible when she's in the front row. Clara Vestal, Ellie Green are a couple other outside options for us. So they're, Clara's a freshman, Ellie's a sophomore, but yeah, we'll have a lot of young talent.
You know, and initial thoughts on the schedule too, is it similar to what you had last year or switched up a little bit?
So it's definitely switched up a little bit. And I kind of, you know, I talked about that freshman class, and obviously Whitney and I are parents of two of those girls, so we have coached them from the time they're in fifth grade. So they're used to doing a lot of winning at the levels they've come up through, and I've tried to kind of give the parents a better idea of like, listen, I want to win more games in the postseason, so we have made our tournament schedule a little harder this year. So we've dropped some tournaments and added a few. So we'll be going to Dyke New Hartford, we're going to Clear Creek Amana and South Tama this year, which have some really, really great competition. So our win-loss record is probably not going to be as great, but that's perfectly fine with me. I would rather see that tough competition to get us more prepared for postseason play. So yeah, I think our schedule is definitely harder, but that was intentional. So.
Well, Amy, kind of before we close up our 2025 season preview, you know, just I always like to ask your encouragement for people in the Pleasantville community, surrounding areas, to show up, support these girls in their home matches, or if it's on the road as well, but just be supportive of your team this year and encourage them throughout the season.
Yeah, Pleasantville definitely showed up in postseason last year, and that was so exciting for our girls. We just felt the energy around our volleyball program, and this year, I mean, the girls themselves are bringing so much energy. We have more home games, they have new uniforms, they're so excited. So yes, we would love all of the support that we can get home or away. So